The question is how to download an Instagram live video you recorded so that you can repost it to your Instagram profile or elsewhere. The way I do it is through the mobile app because I record my Instagram lives through the mobile app. Okay. And then I go there and download it to my phone. And then from my phone, I can then, what I typically do is I actually Let me first show you how to download the Instagram Live. After you've done the Instagram Live, how do you download the video to your phone? Let's start there. So I'm going to go ahead and share my phone screen with you here. And you will see, first of all, you will see my dog, Buddy. So say hello to Buddy. And then we're going to go over to Instagram here. And in the Instagram, the way to find the Instagram live that I've done is I go to my profile. Okay. So go to your profile, which is the little circle on the bottom right. You see that little circle, tiny circle on the bottom right that has my face. Well, you're going to have your face in there and you click on it to go to your profile. And then at the top right of your profile, you click on the three bars. Okay. Click on three bars. And there you click on the button that says archive. The one that looks a little bit like a clock. So it's under your activity. It says archive right above QR code. I'm going to click archive. Okay, here in the archive, you can see it says live archive. And it's only, unfortunately, it's only saved for 30 days. So, the last 30 days of Instagram live videos you've done are here. And basically, you click any one that you want to download. So I usually go do this right after I recorded the live. So it's the one to the left is the newest one. I believe that's how it works. If you'll know when you click on it, it'll start playing. Okay. And you could check whether that's the one that you're expecting. And then you click on the download button. As you can see, the download button at the bottom right, the download button, there it is. Okay. And it's this downloading video. And essentially, it goes to your phone's gallery or camera gallery. And then let me go ahead and stop the screen share here. What I do is I have Google Photos, and Google Photos automatically backs up all the photos or videos on my phone. So essentially, once I downloaded the Instagram Live to my phone, Google Photos just starts to back it up to the Google Photos account, my Google Photos account. So let me go ahead and stop the screen share here. Once it's backed up to my Google Photos account, I go to my computer, I log into Google Photos, and I download the thing that has been backed up from my phone, the Instagram live video. I download it from Google Photos. Now it's on my computer. And now I can do anything I want with it. I can post it to Instagram using the desktop. I typically like to work. I like to work. I like to post things to Instagram using my computer whenever possible because I just find it easier to manage. The only reason I use the Instagram mobile is when I have to, such as doing Instagram live. At the current time, doing it through the phone is the only way that I know how. There may be third-party software through the computer, but there's none that I know of that's really well-known, popular, reliable. I try not to use much software that is, that hasn't been used by a lot of people that I personally know. So anyway, I do Instagram Live through the phone. That's why I have to do it this whole process that I just described to you. Of course, there's other things that we can only do on Instagram mobile, but in terms of Instagram Live videos, you record it on the phone, you download it to your computer like I've described to you, and then you could do whatever else you want with it. Upload it to YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, anywhere else that you want to do it. Upload it to Instagram as well through the computer. So I hope this is helpful. And if you have any other questions related to this particular process, you can comment below. Thanks.